to say we're putting grape and candy flavors in to help these people quit smoking, that's an absolute lie. You know, the fact of the matter is they're trying to get the kids to do these.
Representative Paul Ray has said his supporters were duped when his bill to outlaw flavored nicotine products, which he compares to candy, failed in the House Business and Labor Committee this session. Lawmakers who opposed the bill said it was overreaching, and keeping these products out of underage hands is a matter of parental control, not state control. But Ray says he can convince his colleagues that these products are dangerous enough to be kept off the market. He's launching an anti-tobacco and nicotine campaign over the next year and introducing new legislation for the 2012 legislative session.
We can't tell them how to manufacture it. We can't deal a whole lot of the marketing side, but we can tell them you can't do it here.
Ray thinks the bill is likely to survive in the Health and Human Services Committee, where he's the chair. In addition to banning flavored nicotine products, he wants to outlaw using e-cigarettes at indoor public locations, which has the support of Dr. Charles Pruitt, a pediatrician.
Well, we know that secondhand smoke is very dangerous to children. Secondhand vapor from electronic cigarettes, I honestly don't know the answer to that. I don't know how much nicotine vapor is delivered from these devices. I would like to know, and hopefully there's some smart people out there doing some research to find out.
But Dave Davis, a lobbyist for Utah Retail Merchants Association and the Utah Food Industry Association, says e-cigarettes are a healthier alternative to a much more dangerous product and should be regulated and made available to adults.
You're not getting all the chemicals that you get in a traditional cigarette. We see them as lower harm products. And so it doesn't make sense to ban those and leave only those products that are probably the most challenging as far as health concerns.
Davis, who testified against Ray's bill in committee, said the legislation includes too large a scope of products. But Ray says he'll rely on the support of a coalition of local and state health departments and physicians. He plans to bring forward new legislation in October. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.